You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Something that came up was a discussion of how people meet. You know, when they get together, your significant other, how did you meet? And Natalie, who's filling in for Shannon, Natalie's our assistant producer, and she's filling in while Shannon's on her little overseas jaunt. Mm-hmm. And Natalie's telling us about her very European boyfriend. And she's telling us the whole story about how they met. And she said that essentially she met him when she was dared to kiss him. She'd never met him. Mm-hmm. And she was offered $20 if she would go kiss this guy.
Yeah.
And
she said, all right.
And you got to know Natalie.
It.
I mean, my
bring it.
God.
She'll do anything for
$20. Anything for
$20. Anything at all.
She's like, hell yeah. And she went and laid one on this guy. And now they've been together. Is it a year you've been together? They've been together for a year. And
yeah.
They met because she was offered $20 to go up to this strange guy and plant one on him.
Mm-hmm. He's like, whoa, hello.
Oh,
you and I, you're the future.
American girl.
Pretty lady.
So we said, what about doing a feature on our show where people get to call in and quickly, concisely, because you can't take 7 minutes to tell your story, but quickly, the interesting, crazy way that you met.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy way that you met.
My favorite story is my wife, her dad, he's in the meat industry, and he was working at a, what do they call them, like a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And Nicole's mom happened to be working at the slaughterhouse as well. And apparently, her mom and her dad started making eyes at the slaughterhouse and hooked up. And apparently, it was down on, I don't want to get too graphic, but it's the kill floor where they actually, you know, whack the cows. That's where they met and hooked up and made eyes.
God.
And the story is that her dad used to chase her mom around with a tongue. With a cow tongue, and that was his way of like flirting. That I have a tongue, and he'd chase her around the slaughterhouse with the cow tongue.
That's disturbing and hilarious at the same time.
And they made Nicole. So I'm okay with it. Isn't that a
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Where did you meet? Well,
yeah.
Moo. It's about to get romantic up in here.
Sweet, sweet love.
Ooh.
How did you meet? The craziest stories of how you met. Angie's been holding the longest. Hi, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Dom and Jerry.
How morning.
Are the boys in the morning?
Good.
Your boys are better now that you've called.
Yes.
Yeah, so I met my husband of 27 years in a bar. We always said if we had children, we'd have to make up a new story. But long story short, my best friend and his best friend had a one-night stand. And I went to the bar the next night because my friend wanted to hook up with his friend again. And I could tell he was uncomfortable when she kept prying about where this guy was. And my current husband looked very uncomfortable. So long story short, I asked him to dance because I felt bad for him. He's danced with me twice in my life, that night, all night, so he didn't have to talk to her again. And the night we got married.
Yay! I love that story.
That's really good.
That's really good.
It's almost got a When Harry Met Sally feel to it, because didn't they meet because their friends were hooking up?
Yep. And I felt so bad for him because it wasn't going to work out, and it was very clear, but it worked out
hilarious.
For us. So
yeah,
I
love it.
So happy.
I'm so glad you called, Angie. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. Have a great day.
You as well. All right. Here's Marion. Hey, Marion. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How are you?
We're so good. What's the story?
Well, we were at a bar, me and some guys, and my future wife was standing next to a buddy of mine on his left, and I was on his right. I reached over, and I smacked my wife's current wife on the butt. She reached over and smacked him in the face, and we've been married for 28 years.
All right!
I'm going to tell you, that's a great
really
practical
good.
Joke anyway, to do that to your friend.
Oh, that's funny.
That's classic.
It's just there. It's so smackable.
Thank you.
Such a great story.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
I got to know, where was this? Because I know it wasn't in Denver.
It was in Glendale, actually, and it was in Bogart's. A bar
oh, my God. Yes, yeah. I remember Bogart's. Oh, yep. My, what a memory.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Back then.
You've been smacking it ever since.
So glad you called,
yes,
buddy.
Yes,
have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys do the same. Thank
See you,
you,
bud.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Bogarts. That's a great practical joke.
Reach over.
And reach over. Here's Bev on the line. Hey, Bev, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So where did you meet?
I met my second husband. He was a pallbearer at my first husband's funeral.
Oh,
no
my
way!
I don't mean to laugh,
but really, you're sitting there. You're like, I gotta get that guy's number.
I know people think it's kind of ironic.
Well, listen, are you happy?
I was for 34 years.
No, are you happy today?
Oh, yes, I'm happy.
Okay, so that's all that matters.
All right.
I moved to Denver to be by my children and grandchildren.
I'm glad you called us. You have a great day, Bev, okay?
Bye, Bev.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
May he rest.
Met the second husband at the first husband's funeral.
He was the pallbearer. He's so strong, those arms, when he lifts that casket.
He was the only pallbearer. He lifted the casket.
I got this. Let's get him out of here.
There's Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so let's hear the story.
I was 15, went swimming with my cousins, and saw this guy standing on the bank, and I thought he was cute, so I started throwing mud at him. And I've now been married to him for 33 years.
Throwing
mud. Yeah. That's so childish. But it worked.
Well, you know what? It worked. And he was wearing white carpenter pants, and he jumped in the water. And, you know, those don't leave a lot to the imagination when they're
all
wet.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Samantha.
Right on.
I got a preview.
Give me some more of that. Luckily, the water was warm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you too. Samantha, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye-bye.
See you later. She started it.
There's Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you got for us?
Okay, so I lived in Manhattan, and I went out one Sunday night to an Irish pub, met a really cute Irish guy, but tried to pick me up. I blew him off, said, no, thank you, got to go, bye. The next morning, I went and got on a train at Grand Central Station and was sitting on my train platform.
Hello?
Oh, your phone died.
Okay, the last thing we heard was you went to Grand Central Station, and then what?
Right. I saw this guy walking down the platform, and I thought, I think that's the guy who tried to pick me up. And then he turned, got on my car at Grand Central Station, and sat down next to me. So we decided we were supposed to know each other. We got married,
Whoa.
And we're married for 16 years.
That was meant to be right there.
Because if you're talking about New York with like 12 million people and you run into each other twice.
The same guy.
Actually, I think he stalked you is what happened.
Yeah,
he was following you all night.
Yeah. That's what he used to say about me. You're stalking me. I'm like, I am not. So that was meant to be, we thought.
Love it. Linda, thanks for being on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's pretty good.
Those are good
stories.
We knew they would be good. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling the Dom and Jeremy show.